If my fantasy football team's performance this year is a reflection upon me, I then am an abject failure. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily, and we will be chatting about things to decide on before getting married. Are you going to take the plunge? Make that big I do? Well, yeah, there are some things you should really decide upon and get straightened out before you end up on divorce court 6 months after the wedding reception. And then the story of a wife who discovered that she wasn't alone, meaning that her husband had, yes, a second wife. And where did she discover this? On good old Facebook. That's right, folks. Your life is an open book, especially if that open book is Facebook. And for this one gentleman, it was, you know, come on. If you're going to have a side dish, if you're going to go all the way and have yourself a second wife, don't talk about it on social media. And then living in a dirty house. Pros, cons when it comes to that other person and that relationship. That's right, folks. It's a full hour of relationship help. Dr. Phil, eat your heart out. We start things off this hour with fantasy football. My fantasy football team is an embarrassment this year. My son and I get all excited. We draft our none of this DraftKings, FanDuel, pseudo-gambling thing, no. NFL.com has a free fantasy football game, and my son and I, every August, will draft our team, get all excited. We were all juiced up because, oh, this is the best team we've ever drafted. Andrew Luck of the Indianapolis Colts is our quarterback, and then the season starts, and Andrew Luck stinks, and he got hurt, and everything just started to cascade out of control. As I record this, our team is 5-7. We were 3-7, and my son has lost interest in it. And it's a shame, you know, because when we're doing well and we have a chance at the playoffs, it's like, oh, you know, how are we doing, Daddy? Or, oh, so-and-so scored a touchdown and, oh, and all this. But not now. And it's an embarrassment. And you start to look at it and you think nothing can go right. And it almost becomes a microcosm of your existence. And it is very frustrating. And for those of you who don't play fantasy football, or for a lot of the women out there that have no idea what I'm talking about, the way it works is, all right, brief tutorial. You select actual NFL players, okay, and you pair them up against somebody else who has done the same thing each week. And the players' actual performances and numbers accumulated in their real NFL games count for you. Thus, you have a fantasy team. And each week, you either win your game against another player or you lose that game. All right. So now you know how it works. It is so very frustrating to all of a sudden realize that this guy pulled his muscle in training camp. He's going to be gone for 2 weeks. He's going to now be gone for 6 months. Another guy just snapped his leg like a twig being crushed in a November snowstorm. It is just absolutely horrible. So, you know, it's like my son has stopped even asking me, how are we doing, Daddy? Because he knows our team stinks. We do little championship banners and stuff. We made the playoffs and all this. We made the Super Bowl, and he hangs them in his room. This year, he will hang nothing, because what we thought was our greatest draft in the history of the New Jersey Elephants, yes, that's our team, is now the worst season in the history of the New Jersey Elephants. It's not worth my time. I know I'm overreacting, and I do understand that. But for this one tiny bonding moment between me and my son, at least for this season, it has gone horribly awry. Stay with us. Things to decide on before getting married. Christina and I will have that story. And maybe she'll try to console me on my fantasy football issues. We'll see. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This four-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black-rimmed glasses he sported on the court.
Larry Bird helps Kurt Rambis up. He was decked by two Celtics and hit the floor hard, and both benches have emptied.
So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt spent 10 years with the Lakers serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division.
Your boy hustle hard like Rambis for the Lakers.
And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers that cause algae blooms. The culprit? Something many here have believed all along. Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is roughly the size of New Jersey. Phosphorus in detergents is already being banned in Washington state. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents easily labeled in most grocery stores. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.